This very morning. Good morning to you all. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Barker. The program brought to you by... Now, we haven't done this in a while, but it's time. And I said when we were doing this each and every day, I said, look, whenever it pops up, whenever their nasty little heads pop up out of the traps, then I'll be there to tell you all about it.
More proof animals are trying to conquer the world. Animal news.
It's been a while. Look, animals have been keeping a low profile for just a little while to lull us back into a sense of security. Now that things are opening up just a little bit, animals might be our best friends once again. But no, this right in our very backyard. I don't know if you know about this story, but a huge muster operation has been rounding up feral goats around the Adelaide Hills. Feral goats on a rampage, rampaging feral goats, munching on grapevines and rare vegetation in the Adelaide Hills. Almost 1,000 goats have been removed after destroying endangered native vegetation and nibbling on grapes in prime vineyards. Goats, see, they look like they're the crazy cousin of the animal world, aren't they? Oh, they're so fun. I know firsthand the destruction a goat can bring. I do. My great-grandmother lived on the central coast of New South Wales on 25 acres of swamp. Yes, I'm one of those people. And she had an outside toilet. And on a post near the outside toilet, she tied a long piece of rope, and to it she tied a nanny goat who was free to roam. The rope was extraordinarily long. But the nanny goat wasn't happy with the lush green pasture, and she wanted ultimate destruction. That nanny goat set to it one night to absolutely obliterate the outside toilet. We came home, and the toilet was in pieces, all the whole outhouse ruined by a nanny goat. How did that happen? Superhuman powers, that super goat powers. And these 1,000 feral goats would have done the same, if not for the brave souls who rounded them up. In a three-month operation covering about 750 hectares, a helicopter and trail bikes were used to coax the goats off the steep and rugged hills around Montacute. And we say well done to you, those good people who kept those goats away from our prime vineyards. We will tink a glass of red to you.
More proof animals are trying to conquer the world. Animal News.